Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Oklahoma. We're going to Oklahoma. Senator James Lankford is a Republican, a non-entity, just a right-wing Republican. But he did something that so angered them that the Republican state chairman in Oklahoma, a guy named John Bennett, said he doesn't want him in the Senate anymore, doesn't want Senator James Lankford. John Bennett is supporting his primary opponent, Lankford's primary opponent, a guy named Jackson Lehmeyer. And why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? He's doing it because Lankford didn't object to the certification of the election where Joe Biden was certified to have won the election. In other words, Lankford did his constitutional duty. 50 secretaries of state, 50 governors, the majority Republicans, said, here are the results from our states. Here's the result from our state. And Lankford said, okay, and didn't object. And for that, they want to get rid of him. That is sick. That is very sick. It's a sick Republican Party, a sick Republican Party in Oklahoma. I'm not saying that Lankford's a good senator. I would not vote for Lankford and anything else that he does. But the fact that he did his constitutional duty and simply said, all right, well, if all the states and all the governors and secretaries of state and the majority of Republicans say these are results, who am I? I mean, I don't have the ability constitutionally to object, and he didn't object. And as a result, what's going to happen is he has a primary opponent. My suspicion is that the primary opponent won't win because, you know, you get these nuts and, you know, you assume the whole state isn't nuts. I may be wrong. I don't know. But for the state chairman, I was a state chairman of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin for two terms. You don't have a state chairman publicly opposing an incumbent governor or senator of his own party and ginning up a primary against him. I mean, that just doesn't happen. There are ways of handling that behind the scenes. You can go to the guy and say, look, I didn't like what you did, whatever it was, and maybe you shouldn't run again. But you don't keep that out in the open, throw the garbage out in the open. That's what's happening in Oklahoma. And that, quite frankly, that sort of pro-Trump obsession, anti-democracy obsession in the Republican Party is killing them. It's killing them because it's thematic. It's present in all of their campaigns for 2022, and it will be in 2024. So stand by. I'll tell you, going back to Iran, and I don't want to go there for very long, very disturbing. They've just given notice to the European observers that they are now enriching uranium up to 20% purity. They say for reactor fuel. Well, when you do it to that level of purity, that is weapons, gets to be weapons grade. That's what they're doing. And there's a very, very tough decision that the Europeans and the United States, NATO and the United States have to make. Do you just sit back and let Iran develop a nuclear weapon? If Iran develops a nuclear weapon, the people over there who are fanatics, who hate the United States, they have the death to America is one of their chants when they go in the street. They hate Europe, they hate Western civilization, they hate Israel, they hate the Judeo-Christian tradition, and somebody is going to get a hold of it and use it. And when that happens, everybody would retaliate, but it would be a mess. Something's got to be done. We're trying to get back into the nuclear accord with them that Trump pulled us out of, but they are simply going through the motions. They are developing and enriching uranium and making uranium metal, which is what they need for nuclear weapons. And everybody has his own idea about at what point you intervene militarily. And I don't mean troops on the ground. I mean, they have this stuff. They're constructing it deep underground. Our bunker busters don't reach it, but we have other ways of hitting military targets. We don't lightly do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want war, but we do not want another nuclear power run by a religious nut. I mean, Pakistan and North Korea have nuclear weapons. North Korea is basically a protege of China, and I think it would be very hard for me to see how North Korea would launch a nuclear weapon without China's approval, and China is not going to give approval. When it comes to Pakistan, yes, they're a Sunni Muslim country, but it has a longer history, and the people there, I think, are very unlikely to use a nuclear weapon. That's the best I can say about them. Iran, that's not the case. Iran is an international outlaw. So some thought has to be given to how we stop the production of those nuclear weapons. Back to the United States, a guy that, we've talked about, who's your least favorite Republican congressman? There's so many of them. But, you know, Paul Gosar has got to be coming to the top of the list. He's an Arizona congressman who has appeared in public on the same stage with Holocaust deniers and people who, it's beyond just, you know, routine allegations of white supremacy. These people are dangerous, very dangerous. Well, he just came out with a demand. He wants criminal charges brought against the Capitol police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. Now, Donald Trump and a lot of people on the right of the Republican Party want to know the identity of the agent or the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt. She was the insurrectionist who broke the window and was getting in when there were congressmen in the chamber to kill them. And outmanned and outgunned, finally one of the officers fired. She was hit and died. This is the mob that beat up police officers, gouged an eye out. Brian Sicknick died the next day after being squirted with bear spray of apparently of some kind of a stroke. Stabbed with poles, dragged down the stairs, 130 officers damaged, and one shot was fired to keep them from murdering congressmen. And Gosar, the right wing of the Republican Party, like Trump, want the identity of the agent so the right wing mob can turn against them. Gosar wants criminal charges. That is treason. That guy was there to protect Paul Gosar. And people like Andrew Clyde, you've heard his name from Georgia, bad news. He's the guy who said that they were just a bunch of tourists. Remember that? He said they were just a bunch of tourists. Picture of him shoving furniture up against the door to save his life. I'm tired of Republican congressmen attacking the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police are there to serve them. Any violence against policemen has got to be stopped and prosecuted. Period. End of story. You don't prosecute the police. You do not prosecute the guy who is protecting Paul Gosar, even if Paul Gosar wants him prosecuted. Paul Gosar has got to get out of Congress. He's got to get out of Congress. That kind of talk from congressional people demoralizes the police, demoralizes the military. If you don't want us to protect you, all right, tell us that. They voted against giving medals to the officers who defended them. Some wouldn't shake their hands. Those people should be out of the Congress. Paul Gosar is not representing American interests. Out of the Congress. Yes, he appears with Holocaust deniers and people who are dangerous people. But this is enough. Enough is enough and is enough. You attack and want criminally charged the people who protected your worthless hide. Knock it off. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.